message. The most we'll have Shir, and then we'll daven Mincha, 12:30. Beginning of Parshas Vayigash. The Torah says, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, Vayomer Bi Adoni, Dober No Abdecha Dover, Pozne Adoni, Vayichar Abcha Be Abdecha Ki Chamocha Keparo. So we have the meaning between Yehuda and Yosef. Meaning between Yehuda and Yosef. And it's interesting that the Medrash Rabbah compares this encounter, quotes a pasuk in Mishlei on page 2. Mayim amukim eitzo belev ish, v'ish tivuno yidlena. That you have water, mayim amukim, deep water. In a well, deep down. And that's like sometimes compared to the eitz of levish, the depth of the heart, that you have to sometimes, you know, this pasuk in Mishlei is the source of psychology. In other words, a person has a lot of depth inside of him, and you have to bring it out. So mayim tivuna eitzu b'lavish v'ish tivuna yidlena. So basically what the Medrash quotes this pasuk saying that mayim amukim eitzu b'lavish, says the Medrash page 3, l'ver amuka m'leya tzonin v'ayu me'mea tzonin v'yofim, where it's compared to a pit, a well that has cold water, and you have to get the cold water out of the pit. So the high sabriya yichol lishto say menem. So what did a person do? By echad, he took a rope and he tied a rope to a rope and a rope and he put a bucket, and then he was able to take the water out of the well. So too Yehuda, lo zaza Yehuda meshiv li Yosef dover al dover. Acha Omad Alibo. That Yehuda kept speaking to Yosef until he withdrew it out from the heart of Yosef what he was thinking. But it's interesting that so Yosef's is compared to the cold water. And Yehuda is trying to take out that cold water from the pit. And so Yehuda is the cold water. Yosef is drawing it out of him by engaging him in conversation till he draws out whatever he needs to draw out. So it's interesting. The Shem Yishmuel has a whole. It's a marvelous piece about two different types of people, or two different types of tzaddikim. What you would call the more cold cerebral type, and the other type is the more lave, emotional, simchadik type. And that's what the Shem Yishmuel classifies two types of tzaddikim. And he's going to classify Yehuda as the more introverted tzaddik, who's not as outwardly emotional, and Yosef as the other characteristic of the simcha type and the more Yosef, I think I said it the reverse. That Yosef is the more cerebral, introverted type, and Yehuda is, I said it the opposite, and Yehuda is the more outward, you know, emotional type. And that's why the Medrash is comparing, I said it incorrectly, the Medrash is comparing Yehuda, drawing out from Yosef. So Yosef is the cold water that he's trying to draw out, because Yosef is the more introverted, intellectual type, and Yehuda is the one who's drawing it out as the more outgoing, simchadik type. And these are the two models that the Moach and the Lev, that the Yehuda is the more of the Lev, and Yosef is more of the Moach, and let's see how he fits it together. Because he says like this, based on the Yismach Moshe. He says there are two psukim. A pasuk in Yirmiyahu on page 5. V'imlotushma'u b'mistarim tifke nafshi. Now Hashem says b'mistarim, in the hidden areas, tifke nafshi, I cry. But then we have a pasuk in Divrei Yomim on page 7, which says, "Hold the hodah lefan of oz v'ched v'bimkomo," that by the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is simcha. So what is it? Is it b'mistarim tifke nafshi, or is it simcha? What's there by the Ribon Shalom? And you have a pasuk in Iyov that says, "Hamshel v'pachad imo," that there's pachad. So what is it? Is it like a serene place, very serious with pachad, or is it oz v'ched v'bimkomo? What is it? So the Gemara in Chagiga on page 8 discusses this. Take a look on page 8. It says, "In lo tishma'u b'mistarim tifke nafshi migova, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Inya nishmei." There's a place that's called Mistarim. So then the Gemara says, "Umika b'chia." Look a couple lines down. First word line is Gavasa. "Umika b'chia kamei Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'ara papa ein atzevus l'fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu." That by Hakadosh Baruch Hu, there's no sadness. It's hold the hadar oz v'chedva. Chedva, simcha, imkomo. So the verse says, "Lokasha, habibate gavai, habibate barai." That in the inner chambers of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the mistarim tifke nafshi. In the outer chambers of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's famalia, there it's oz v'chedva. So they're two different areas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the Oz V'chedva area, that's the outer area, and there's the what? The Mistarim. And different tzaddikim, as the Shem Yishmuel is going to explain, are more shayach to the, you know, the more tifke, the Syrian, you know, more serene, cerebral, pachad type of person, and then there's the Oz V'chedva type of person. And it's interesting, the Yismach Moshe says an unbelievable pshat in the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin on Nud Beis Amud Aleph on page 9, and he says a tremendous pshat. There's a famous Gemara, which you look at it, if you learn it superficially, it seems to be very strange. What's the Gemara? Nun Beis of an Aleph, page 9.
Ukvar hayu Moshe and Aaron mahalchim bederech.
It says that Moshe and Aaron were walking.
V'nadav Aviu mahalchim achareyim.
And Nadav Aviu were walking behind them.
V'chol Yisrael achareyim.
And then the rest of Klal Yisrael were after them.
Amar lo Nadav Aviu. Hey, Masa Yamusu Shnei Zekeinim Halolu Faniva Ata Nanigas Hador.
He said, when are these two men, these two old men, Moshe and Aaron, are going to die, and then we'll take over?
So Amar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nira Mi Kover Es Mi.
We'll see who buries who. Yeah. Meaning, obviously they were much younger, but they died before. So at first glance it seems very arrogant, you know, at first glance. And it's hard to believe such tzaddikim, Nadav Aviu. It sounds like they're just looking for, you know, when are we going to take over? When are we going to be the leaders? You know, it's enough, Moshe and Aaron. They had their spin, now it's time for us. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, we'll see who outlives who. So the Yismach Moshe, page 10 and 11, say like this, that there are two types of tzaddikim. There's the Batei Barai and the Batei Gavai. There's the inner chamber tzaddikim, the ones that are very serious and cerebral and this. And then there's the... So Moshe V'Aaron, page 10 on the bottom, on the left side, Vadai B'Bchinis Batei Gavai Hayu. They were from the inner. Gabi Moshe, Yerushalayim Milsas, Zutrosihi. Nadav Aviu were not in the inner chambers. The inner chambers are much more intense. Nadav Aviu were the outer chambers. The outer chambers was the Oz V'Chedva Memkomo. So the pshat is like this, that Moshe and Aaron, Mahalchim Tchila, doesn't just mean they were in front of them in the street. It means they were the inner chamber. They were from the Batei Gavoi, from the Mistarim Tivke Nafshi type. And Nadav Aviu Mahalchim Achareim means they were less. They were from the outer chamber. They weren't from the inner chambers of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what they thought was, it sounds like a more, that people might say today, that the Hanhaga of maybe this generation needs more leaders that are from the Batei Barai, the Oz V'Chedva type leaders, and not the Mistarim Tivke Nafshi. And that's what they were saying. That maybe it's time that the Hanhaga of Klal, not to say that they weren't as great, but they weren't saying it in an arrogant way. They just said that our neshama, we're from the Batei Barai, the Oz V'Chedva type, and maybe that's the type of leadership that we need now. And Kadosh Baruch Hu obviously didn't agree with that. Now the same comparison that the Yismach Moshe makes, again I said it incorrectly originally, there's the two types of, you know, the two chambers near HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the inner chamber Mistarim Tivke Nafshi and the outer chamber of the Oz V'Chedva Mimkomo, and Moshe V'Aaron was shaykh to the Gorahai Madrega. They were the but they got in the inner chamber, the real serious stuff, and the more outer chamber the Oz V'Chedva Mimkomo. So that's what the Yismach Moshe says, and that was what the Nadav Aviu was saying. We're from the Batei Barai. He says that same distinction, says the Shem Yishmuel, as we'll see, is Yehud and Yosef. That Yosef was the more inner chamber. Yosef was the, as we'll see, as the Pasuk says in Zos HaBracha, Mimeged Eretz Mulo Rotzon Tavosa L'Rosh Yosef. So when it comes to Yosef, it was the Rosh, it was the head, it was more the cerebral. And that's the cold water that the Medrash speaks about, that you had to draw out, because some people are very introverted, some tzaddikim. You know, they're very serene, very introverted. They're not the more extroverted type of people. That's the bechin of Rosh Yosef, the cerebral type. And that's what the Medrash says on page 15. Amar Sublai, Atem haguf ani harosh, tavoso l'Rosh Yosef. But then you have the Yehuda type. And like the Rambam says on page 16 in Hilchos Melachim, that the Melech Shalibo, and pay Halacha Vav, and five lines down, Shalibo who lev kol Kahal Yisrael. That the lev of the Melech is the lev of the whole community. Lo Yosar Levavo. And Yehuda, Malchus is from Yehuda. So Yehuda was that Mechina of the more of the Bate Barai, of the Oz V'chedva, of the Lev. And Yosef was the Rosh Yosef, was the Moach. And it's interesting, and that's what the Medrash means to say, that Yehuda was bringing out, Yehuda was the more extroverted type. And he was the Oz V'chedva, and that's what he writes on page 18. Yosef, who bechinas harosh shel klal Yisrael, and Yehuda was the lev. And those were the two different aspects of leadership, and two different aspects of tzaddikim. And he says a moradikah thing, the Shem Yishmol on page 18, on the bottom, the left arrow. He says, Shabbos and Yontif are these two things. Shabbos is not about simcha. It's not about being extroverted. Shabbos is more, you know, the Meshech Chochma says, more internal. That's why the Meshech Chochma says you don't carry, you don't... You know, there's an Isser, really, to speak on... You know what the Yerushalmi says? Bekoshi hitiru, to say good Shabbos. Because Shabbos is more, much... I mean, today, you know, somehow in this generation, we made Shabbos into Yontif. Because... maybe this door needed, so you know people, you know, have singing and this. But Shabbos is more, you know, Yontif is Simcha, is Hallel, is all that external, you know, is the Oz V'chedva, and Shabbos is the much more the cerebral, the Emuna, the, you know, what Rav Soloveitchik called the lonely man of faith, because it's not about socializing really. Because, I mean, again, in our generation, we, you know, but in Shabbos, if you can't even, in Bekoshi, you can say, you're allowed to say good Shabbos. So certainly, you know, it's not, I'm not saying we shouldn't do it. I mean, in our generation, people need to maybe do things a little differently. But Be'ikar HaDin, Shabbos is the time where you're not really, Rav Scheinberg Zatzal, he didn't speak on Shabbos. Because that's the Ikar Halacha, except Divrei Torah. He wouldn't have regular conversation on Shabbos. Yontif is the time where we'll get together and we go to Daliya Laregel, like the Brisker Rav said, Kol Yisrael Echov, you know, and we have Hallel and Simcha and all these outward things. And that's the two models of the Tzaddikim, of the Yosef and the Yehuda, of the Moshe and Aaron, on one hand, and the Nadav Avi on the other hand, the different types of leadership, the Yehuda and the Yosef. And that's what the Yaris Devash says, an unbelievable thing. He says that, what does it mean? And the Gemara says, "B'mokom shebali tshuva omdim ein tzadikim gemurim yicholim lamod." He says because normally the bal tshuva is, you know, nishbar libo. He's crying that he sinned. So how is his tefillah going to go to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Because the Gemara says in Chagiga what, that the outer chambers a lot are bote on Oz V'chedva. The inner chamber is b'mistarim tivke nafshi. So how is the tefillah of the Baal Tshuva going to get to the Ribbono Shel Olam? If you have to come through the outer chamber first, and he's b'mistarim tivke nafshi, the Baal Tshuva, he's in remorse. So it's not going to be able to get in. So you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does? Says the Rav Shem Yishmuel, he has to make a special opening to get directly into the Batei Gavoy. So that's what it means. The Mokum She Bali Tshuva Omdim, the Mokum that their tefillah is going,
The tzaddikim gemurim who are the oz v'chedva dika tzaddikim are not. It's a different place. He says, that's what it says on page 24. And there also much omer kadosh baruch hu choser chatir lebal tshuva lekabel tchinoso. Haynu lebal yelech derech hamelech derech botei baroi lebotei gavoi. Because normally the tefillah goes from the botei baroi to the botei gavoi. But for the Baal Tshuva, it can't work that way, because the Baal Tshuva is coming to Ribbono Shel Olam crying that what he did wrong. So his tefillah can't go dorch the Bote Barai, which is Simcha. It has to go, and that's what the Gemara says in Brachas on page 26, an unbelievable thing. What's the Lashon Tefillah? That's the Lashon of Gemara. Makom Shabali Tshuva Omdim Tzadikim Gemara in Omdim. Because look at the Lashon of Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Gimel, page 27. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vayishma Eilav, Vayetalim Dvarlei, Vayechtalo, Melamed She'osa Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu K'min Machteres Barakia, Kedei Lo Kabel B'tshuva. In other words, Vayetar Vayechta. Hashem had to make a Chatira, because the Baalei Tshuva, they're and that's what it means in Rav Yaris Dvash on page 28. But the Bate Barai is Oz V'chedva B'mkomo. Because the Malachim would say, how are you letting these tefillahs in the Bate Barai? But what the shame, what the Yismach Moshe said is that there are two types of tzaddikim. There's the tzaddik of the Bote Barai and the tzaddik of Bote Gavai. Bote Gavai, the inner chamber is Mistarim Tivke Nafshi. The Bote Barai is Oz V'chedva B'mkomo. So it's two different places. And Moshe and Aaron were from the Bote Gavai. They were the bigger tzaddikim, with the inner chambers. They would be Mistarim Tivke Nafshi. And Nadav Aviyu, they were from what? The Bote Barai of Oz V'chedva. And what it means, Yismach Moshe Tzadikim Lefneim, doesn't mean that they would take it literally. The Moshe Aaron over there, they were walking after them. There are two different Bechinas. It says in the Shem Yishmuel, that's Yehuda and Yosef. Yehuda is the Melech. Melech, says the Rambam, is Libo Lev Kola'am, is the Lev. Yosef was what? Tavosa Rosh Yosef. Rosh Yosef is the Moyach. Yosef is the Moyach. And that's why the Medrash says, the Shem Yishmuel, that Yosef was like Mayim Tzonanim. That Yehuda is speaking to bring out the Mayim Tzonanim. Because that's the cold intellect. That's the Mistarim Tivke Nafshi. And that's what Shem Yishmuel says. Why was Yosef Mitzalsal Basar Rosof? He looked like he was a cool guy. Because he didn't want to hang. His whole tzidkas was the inner. He didn't want to give any outer appearance. It was all b'mistarim tivka nafshi. It was all the inner tzidkas. So that's why he was misalsal b'sarosa, because he didn't look like a tzaddik from Bimachutz. Because he was from b'mistarim tivka nafshi. And that's what the Shem Yishmuel says. That's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos is misalsal tivka, is still a hate. There's no halel, there's no simcha. It's like the Meshech Chochma says, it's al yetzei b'mkomo. It's an Isser Hotzah. It's all of it. It's Ishbe Munosul Yichya. Yontif is you come out, you're celebrating B'simcha, B'halel. It's an external. It's the Bate Barai of the Oz V'chedva Mimkomo. And now Yehuda meets Yosef. Those are the two Bechinas together. The Bechina of Yehuda, of the Lev, of the Melech, Libo Lev Kol Ha'am, and the Bechina of Rosh Yosef, the Moyach and the Lev come to Zaman. And different tzaddikim, some tzaddikim are the tzaddikim, says the Shem Yishmuel, of the Miskar, they're very benister, and some are more as the Mistarim Tivka, the Bechina Bote Gavoi, and some of and different people you'll see in life. Some people are much more extroverted, some people are introverted, but the Shleimus is the Chibur of the Lev and the Moyach. I remember my friend Rabbi Ari Marcus when I was in Eretz Yisrael in 1991. He was coming out with the first English book from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, and he called it Logic of the Heart, Logic of the Mind. It was these two things, the Lev and the Moach.
logic of the heart and logic of the mind. And that's the Bechina of Yehuda and the Bechina of Yosef. Yehuda being the Melech, Libo, Lev, Kol Ha'am, and Yosef is the Rosh Yosef, is the Mayim Tzoynenim, is Mesalsel Besarosov, because the external, because the Tzidkus was the Pnimius. He covered up everything else, Mibachutz. And that different people, you know, sometimes you see in a shidduch somebody more extroverted is attracted to more, somebody more introverted, because the opposite, because each one is mashlim each other. You know, in other words, sometimes you see somebody who's a very quiet person has a shidduch with somebody who's very, you know, and it's not a stira, because each one is mashlim the other. And these are the two aspects of the moich and the lave. And some people, you know, have a moich more, and some people are more in the lave. And the shleimus is the moach and the lev together. So here in this week's parsha, Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Yehuda comes to Yosef, and Yehuda is the one who's speaking. And the Medrash says that he's taking out the mayim from the be'er, the mayim tsoininim. Says the Medrash that he's being dola, because that was the Yosef. Yosef was all in the pnimius in the mayim tsoininim in the rosh Yosef, and Yehuda is the libo lev kol ha'am, and that's understanding in your relationships, how some relationships work, have different things, because you know sometimes a person you know needs somebody to be mashlim. He doesn't need somebody to be who he is. He needs somebody to the hashlama, you know, all in a good way. So sometimes more, just like the tzaddikim, the bechinas moach, and the tzaddikim bechinas leiv. So to people, some people are more leiv, and some people are more moach. Some people, obviously, everyone has both. And those two things come together. And that's the coming together of Vayigash Elov Yehuda. As the Shem Yishmur says, the Lev and the Moach are Meshtalev together to create the Shleimus. And that's Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos is the Moach, and Yontif is the Lev. Yontif is the more, the emotions, the Simcha, the Batin, Oz V'chedva, and Shabbos is the Mistarim. It's the more, even though we're not supposed to have Tzar on Shabbos, but it's more the Mistarim. And that's what the Meshach Chochma says. That's why in Shabbos there's an Isser HaTzar, because we don't want people to be getting together. It's more Emunah. Tzadik Me'emunah So Yichya. But Yontif is the time that we're all Meshtatif together. That's why the Briskerov said, that's why, and then Sobolovsky pointed out for the Briskerov, that's why we say, Yizkel Alos L'Regel and Kol Yisrael Echav. It's Sazam, everyone together. It's all about. That's why Meshach Chochma says we matter Hotzal Letzorech, because we want to be able to bring people together. That's the Bechin of Yontif. That's the Bechin of the Barai of the Oz V'Chedva. And then Shabbos is Shabbos ultimately is the higher level of Kedusha. That's the Bechin of the Gavoy. But different people have a different type of Shorosh and Shama. Some people are extroverts and they're much more Simchadik, and some people are much more the Mistarim. It's all, and not only by Tzaddikim, but by regular people also. And you bring the two together, and that creates the Shleimus. And that's Vayigash Elov Yehuda. And that's the meeting of Yehuda and Yosef. So everyone in life has the different bechinas who they are, and Bez Hashem will find the right zivug with the person that's mashlim them in the right way. And Bez Hashem, it all should be well, b'shar tov u'mitzlachas. So everyone that has him here today, nichnas l'chuppah this Sunday, b'shar tov u'mitzlachas. We already sang for the Chanukah. So we wish him mazel and all the other chassanim and this. But everyone at the right time, the right person. It's the Vayigash Elov Yehuda, the meeting of Yosef and Yomin, the Chibur Haleva Moach, Ki Yitziras Shleimus HaAdam.